The Newcomer by Robin Carr. Read by Fleece. Gina threw the pan and dish towel into the chair by the door and joined him on the porch. They sat on the top step, and he twisted off the caps on their bottles. He leaned back against the porch post, one long leg stretched out on the porch and bent at the knee, the other rested two steps down. He patted the space between his legs, and she slid over. She smoothed the fabric of his jeans over his hard thighs. He bent and kissed her neck, inhaling.
"You're fresh out of the tub."
"I had a serious case of waitress legs today. Sore. Tell me about her." He sighed.
"She's messed up."
And then he unclipped her blonde hair and let it fall to her shoulders. "She sure doesn't look messed up. All you have to do is mention her name, and I start to feel shabby and poor."
She stretched her hands out in front of her face, looking at the short, cropped nails.
"She's so glamorous."
"You're not as poor as she is, honey," he said.
"She's got a good cover going, then."
"She's in trouble."
Gina turned to look up at him, questioning him with her eyes.
"I investigated her past, and what I couldn't learn from public records, I hired some help to dig up. I felt that was important, to keep the family safe. She married someone else before we were divorced, then divorced him with a sizable settlement that, of course, she didn't deserve, because she was never legally married to him. She could be prosecuted for that."
"Will you turn her in?"
He shook his head.
"I don't think so. But if anyone runs a record search, if they look at Oregon docs and California docs, it jumps out. And that's not just bigamy, it's fraud. She knew she wasn't free to marry, but with all she's up against, that's not really her biggest worry. She has a gambling problem. A doozy. She's run through a fortune, and she has debts."
"Don't you have to turn her in?"
"I'm not obligated to snitch on every person I've ever known who once did something wrong. Not even in my jurisdiction. In fact, I probably did more damage to her just by telling her I knew. I offered her a ride to a Gamblers Anonymous meeting. Daggers shot out of her eyes. She's not ready to admit to that. In fact," he added with a humorless laugh, "she suggested I could help her with that debt.